This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hey! No matter where you go, yeah, the pretty girls are.
This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. Just this week, South Korea's new dance craze made international news. K-pop is attracting a new kind of visitor to South Korea, those coming to learn how to dance. The news item pointed out that some 30% of foreigners visit to learn how to dance. The South Korean government has teamed up with the dance company to offer K-pop dance classes for free to attract more tourists, as those who go to South Korea on account of K-pop stay longer, spend more, and return more often. Great recurring business. Lee Sa-ho isn't a professional dancer, but she's very much involved in capturing images of K-pop. This photographer from Taiwan wants to raise questions about how we construct ourselves. Welcome.
Hi.
You are a graduate of fine arts. You do a lot of painting and all that, including other visual images. But photography is something you came to a little later.
That's true. I try to find a medium is much more showing the reality.
When you say a medium that shows reality, why doesn't a painting show reality any more than a photograph?
That's something interesting, right? Because photography are so popular now. So people would think there's something capture a moment. So that's much more real compared to painting.
In painting, we can obviously see the art as opposed to a photograph. For most of us, we just see the photograph as something real, a reflection of reality, and we don't see the art.
Too often we do, right? Because everyone got a smartphone with camera. It seems like everyone got a camera.
Yes.
So there is a topic I read from New York. It's talk about, is photography easy?
I think a lot of people think it is easy.
That's true. Actually not.
No?
Not at all. So there's something interesting I'm trying to working on as deeper I can to figure how to try to say more in photography.
The works here are a continuation of what you have been doing. With the images that you captured of K-pop, what questions of identity were you looking at?
When I see K-pop, actually I see a lot of idea of traditional performance. They have actually the same way to working in an industry. They have the same movement and the poses. So as you see in my work, actually the K-pop girl, they dance, they pose as a move in a song of K-pop, and the dancer of traditional Malaysia who poses is a pose in the traditional dance of Malaysia.
So what you're saying is that the poses are similar?
Are very similar.
Even though one is K-pop and one is Malaysian,
yes,
traditional dancing.
True. I think that's a good way to make the two generation has a communication. They are actually similar. And I feel escape my generation, the younger generation, they seem way back to the old time. Because I think it is how audience could read is what happened during the old time, the traditional performance feel, it's also happened now. And people also can tell the difference. Okay, the dress is different, the idea is different, although the poses is the same. You can see the pose like a rising one finger. In traditional Malaysia dance means to God, you are the only one. But in K-pop, rise the finger most like, look at me, I am the one. So the idea is different, but you can see in traditional dance in Asia, use a lot of finger, use a lot of hand. And they also, when they pose this, they mean something. In K-pop, they're trying to create the dances. You can stop in the any moment. It could be good photography. So it's also considered maybe our body is different compared to Western. So I think it's very Asia dance.
just as the dancers in K-pop, there is a difference in K-pop dancing compared to Western dancing.
Yes, they are very different. But the problem is, I think everyone with curiosity about why the people are so interesting, why K-pop could be so popular everywhere.
Yeah, it's gone to America, gone to South America, India, very popular.
Yeah, and it's kind of a fever in Asia, everywhere, in Taiwan, Japan, also here.
Yes, and Singapore.
Why? Because that is so close to our tradition, culture, and our traditional dance. It's something our body can do, and we can feel. We feel touch it. And Asian people created their own industry of performance, like old time.
So what does that say about the identity that is reflected through K-pop?
The interesting part is when I look at the K-pop, before, I feel not really comfortable because they are too sexy or too showing off. But actually, after I talk to the teenagers, the people who are crazy about the K-pop, I think that's not the idea like what we see. They just don't care about how people think. They enjoy to be how they are, enjoy to be a female could be.
But there's something about K-pop which I find a bit unusual, is that they all tend to look the same, meaning that the boys look the same, the girls look the same, and they are similarly sexualized. They are made to look like really young, but kind of a combination of innocence and sexualized innocence, if that's
I think that's how when I see the K-pop, it always reminds me of the traditional opera. In the old time, when we see the traditional opera, the makeup all the same. And they poses danced always the same. They can dance again and again. And the audience, the population, they like to copy and to learn how they dance. So it's kind of funny, the modern world now, people like to way back to the old time. So I think that there's something very new for us could talk about further. It's a new revolution in the modern world now. And also the poses, when they dance in the traditional opera, they're trying to be sexy in old time. The dancer also trying to be charming.
Mm, true.
So it is the same idea of the people doing now.
Just that perhaps the aesthetics are different.
Yeah, the skirt is shorter. But actually, they're trying to do the same. So in the old time, parents ask us not to be the actress, like the parents think about now, not to
kind of show your bodies on stage.
Yeah, it's kind of similar.
In this exhibition, there is no performance involved. It's strictly a visual exhibition of photographs that you have taken here in Malaysia.
Yes, but I'm very lucky that both of the group, they're willing to dance on the opening. So we will have the traditional Malaysia dance at opening and also the K-pop dance. So people could compare that.
Are they going to be dancing together or
separately?
Separately. The photographs that you took here, I hear, will also be in another exhibition outside of Malaysia.
Yeah, it was showing, the series was showing in Munich and Taiwan. And the pieces I made from Malaysia is going to go to Paris.
So this is actually part of a larger project. You started with Peony Pavilion. And they included images of K-pop dancing and of you posing also. Mm-hmm. And in Malaysia, you are taking pictures of K-pop dancing and then juxtaposing K-pop with traditional dancing.
Yeah.
So the Malaysian exhibition will have what you took in the past and what you have taken in Malaysia.
Yes.
And this same exhibition is going to be in France.
Yes.
How lovely. How lovely.
I really like to show how Asia is now.
And Asia has changed.
Yes.
For the better?
I think so. I quite like it when I know K-pop more and more. And I know the traditional performance more and more. I like the development, and I think we could see a lot from the revolution we're facing to now.
Isa Ho, photographer, she has a project titled Peony Pavilion, which looks into K-pop and the phenomenon that it is today. This exhibition started middle of this week and will go on till the end of the year at Shalini Ganendra's Fine Art 8 Lorong 16/7B Section 16 Petaling Jaya. Gallery hours are Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. till 7 p.m, closed on Sunday and Monday. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Liam.
This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.